Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
You can take the grip on the steering wheel, rolly lit. Heart is off in that double log cockpit. I got them shooters in that all black block shit. You fuck around and get your body on your top hit. Pause. Money is the object. I cover all four corners in the project. Little haters try and hit me up. Hit me five times in the abdomen. Still didn't die yet. Murder, murder, the murder us. Blood gang, the gang gang, you heard of us. Jubilee, the chain gang, you heard of us. Chester pull up and bang bang, you heard of us. Apply the pressure if I had to, and I could fill up a body bag if I had to. Respect the empire like the statue. Just know a nigga put in work with the hands too. You niggas soft for the ice cream. Pull up on them bitches with pipe dreams. I let the pipe dream on the Hellcat, giving them nightmares. No code on the street, I don't fight fair. I shoot first. Murder, murder, the murder us. Blood gang, the gang gang, you heard of us. True belief, the chain gang, you heard of us. Chester pull up and bang bang, you heard of us.
Niggas they got a little drama. Yeah, save it for your mama. No, save it for your mama. Yeah, save it for your mama. Niggas talking like they got a little drama. Yeah, save it for your mama. No, save it for your mama. Yeah. For your mom.
Yeah. Nigga, no, I pull up on ya. Pull up to the curb. You know I put in work.
Trickle. Niggas talking like they got a little drama. Yeah. Save it for your mama. No. Save it for your mom. Yeah. Save it for your mom. Niggas talking like they got a little drama. Yeah. Save it for your mom. No. Save it for your mom.
And then you were sure. Better not, only get what you expect. And then you were sure.
I was so broke, I had no choice. People forgot all about me, they treated me like some old toy. I need a Rolls Royce, for all them times I had no toys. I was a broken, I was a dirty, like damn. I need a Rolls Royce, I need a Rolls Royce. I need a Rolls Royce, I need a Rolls Royce.
Here I go. Okay. I can hear me. Let me open everybody's mic up so we can get it popping. All right. Hold up. I just lost Melissa, but she won't come back. I know we're going. She won't come back. I got China mic open. What's good?
China. China Town Radio.
What's good? Welcome, Black China, my baby.
Yes. Oh, love. How are you? Definitely.
Oh, yes. You would have met Star if you came the next day, and Star would have met you if she came on Thursday for our end of the year celebrations over there at the G Shop.
Oh, wow.
So we normally over there, but since it's a snow day, I was like, let me bring my ladies on. And
yes.
Now let me introduce you, Star. This is China, that's Star.
Hello, Star. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm awesome. China is awesome sauce, always. Awesome, always.
Yes, stars are always awesome. Shout out to my star, my boom. We're supposed to be going on live,
Yeah,
we're
about to, I had to put my
lashes
on
real quick. Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, shout out to you, China Dow. Well, she's not really Black China, but she's China Black, but I like calling her Black China.
No, let's get it straight, baby. I'm China Dow _ Blackheart. Okay? But I'm China Dow. I'm really China Dow. It's marked as stamped on the side. Okay? Let's get it straight.
Okay. Set me straight because Caddy is the one that introduced you that way. So
yeah,
you know, shout out to Red Caddy
Management.
Red Caddy Management,
and I'll shout him definitely out. He's definitely affiliated with China Dow Management. We around.
Exactly.
Right.
They definitely be rocking with each other. And shout out to my girl, Star. You know, she's no stranger to Philly Shine Radio. We had you shocked that one day when you joined me and Mr. Gowen. He said he's going to call in today as well. But tonight we're going to have some girl time friends.
Oh,
you know, some...
Mr. Gowen. Everyone knows Mr. Gowen, isn't he popular?
Yes, he is very. But we're going to have some fun today.
We're going to definitely
have some sex topics. You know, we're going to talk about these guys, kiss and tell, Twitter beef,
step parents,
being step parents, having step parents. We definitely got to show love to the girl, Cardi B. And
have you ever had
to keep a relationship a secret and why? I thought that was a good topic. Like,
I had no secret affairs, so that's a good topic, though.
Right.
So say that again. Let's be clear, because I have viewers viewing on my live as well, too. Now, let's be clear. You said relationship, and did you ever have to keep it a secret, and why?
If y'all get on y'all lives, like, sorry, we about to get on our lives. Yeah, let's ask people questions
definitely.
On our live. As well.
Wow,
never had to keep this secret. We'll get into all of it. You don't need to make a list right just yet. You know what I'm saying? We just getting started. You know what I mean? So I'm still trying to get.
Yeah, this is about to listen in on the line.
Latin love. You gotta. Oh, there she is. There she is. There she is. Now I got a little extra Goya spice on the line.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Come on. You said what?
I said, Tina got a little Boricua up in the suit. So let's bring it in.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We about to be real. We all snowed in, ladies home, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing.
No,
but
problem.
I'm gonna let y'all go one at a time and introduce yourself, starting with Star. Then we're gonna do my girl China Dow and Melissa, you as well. So we'll go ahead, start with you, Star.
All right, well, you know, I'm Star Red Chuchi Hustler. You know, I'm an uptown girl, uptown Philly, and, you know, I'm definitely a part of the Black Aware Philly Shine radio station. We do hiphoponbeck.com every Friday from 6 to 8. Me and my co-host, Eric Allen, EA, RZA, and Calvin Cannon. So y'all tune into that as well. And, you know, I'm always here to support my girl, I'm Inspired, because she's a real one.
Yes, I'm her girl. All right, go ahead. You next, Mrs. China Dow.
Okay, so this is China Dow, underscore Black, the one and only. I have under Red Caddy Management and also China Dow Management. I do managing, promoting, and also I am a model. And we just always keep it rare and we keep it real and we show love and we promote and we support everyone who's ambitious and motivated and just have that, you know, drive to win because, you know, we winners over here. And I secure the bag. China Dow has a lot of different hustles. So I'm around, basically. Bottom line, I'm around. And I just, you know, I like to get that show money, you know? So I just do what I do. And
right.
I'm good at everything that I do. And honestly,
so far, y'all see how y'all brought y'all together. That's what's up.
Yes. And honest is
my
girl. That's my baby. Definitely my baby. And I will be doing an event for models, casting call coming up in January, okay? But that's not for right now.
We might have a real nice venue for you to use because my girl Star has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bake wall. So we'll get into that as well, but let's introduce everybody listening to my beautiful Melissa, who's also our Tuesday co-host of Philly Shine Radio, you know, 6 to 8 every Tuesday at the G-Shot with my boy, Mr. Go In. Little pre-introduction.
The introduction, like she already said, my name is Melissa. Definitely at the Philly Shine Radio every Tuesday. You can definitely catch me there.
Melissa, like my little program director, too, because we got some stuff popping for January. Thanks to Melissa hooking up the hookup. You know what I'm saying? We always need that. Always.
Yeah,
this
January 23rd is definitely
going to
get lit.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're going. What is the, did you get the information about? It's a big boxing event that's going to be at Sugar House Casino. What is it?
It's on, hold on, I got the information. It's in my IG because he texted me all the info, of course.
We'll get to it. Well, make sure y'all got all that on deck. And as well as this Saturday, my girl Star is going to have us filming a little beautiful movie.
Oh, really?
She's going to be what?
Yes.
I have a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a movie.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep.
What's the movie called?
So It's called the Red
Introduce
Chuchi
everybody
Hustle.
To the world to the new word because they got to get put down to
Red
it.
Chuchi. All right, so my thing is with Red Chuchi is a word that I made up to describe myself, and everybody who sits under that umbrella can definitely get up under it. Red Chuchi is ratchet and bougie. You got to have a little bit of both to conduct business, especially if you're conducting business in the urban areas. And so I am the Red Chuchi Hustler, RAPCHOUGIE. And I know a bunch of Red Chuchi bitches. It's just some just scared to say they Red Chuchi. They don't want to act like they got a ratchet side. But I think every thorough, well-rounded female is Red Chuchi because you gotta have a little bit of both to make it.
You have to. You have to, sir. You have to, girl.
Yes.
So that's what Red Chuchi is. Yeah. Red Chuchi is when you know when you like to drink your Henny, but you put your pinky out when you do it. You know,
like I'm doing
though,
right now. Shut up, everybody. I would hope that you guys have a drink in your hands because it is a romance time. You know,
right now.
I'm about to
do that.
Okay, because I got my little sippy cup. You got something pink and bubbly in your cup, Melissa?
Eating, so I'm just like trying to wind down and just relax.
So
I'm definitely gonna get some
probably
some red wine
more so. Well, Fed. Well, we'll definitely get into the callers, the people on the line. Definitely shout out to everybody checking out. Press the one. We'll definitely get to you. But I want to do this from time to time because actually I got a little fire put under my ass from your co-host and your cousin, EA, all day. He's like, nobody really thorough talking about sex, you know what I mean, talk about relationships, you know what I mean, and, like, really going in and just being thorough. Like, it's not that many confident females out there. And then I would like to even just tell women, you should be confident because you a woman. Like,
embrace your femininity, yes.
And then you know
it.
What? Even with you, China, you stole my heart because even looking at a woman like you, you know, you're so beautiful. You got them big old breasts, that big old booty, and just how humble and helping you were to everybody. So you definitely, for everybody, I can vouch for her. She's definitely into managing and showing out and being, you know, the picture as well. So I want to say that to all you ladies, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you could be the picture, you know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, a woman is the picture. But when you could be the picture frame and keep it all together, you know what I mean? We
thank
it, so.
You so much.
I drink today.
Thank you so much.
If we was on live,
that.
I could toast right to you, my star. What's going on?
Let's go. What you gotta do?
You gotta go live on your Instagram, and I'm alive with you.
I thought we was doing this on Facebook so we can have this for the future. You know, Facebook don't let us keep our stuff. Well, you want
we
to
do it on Facebook?
They can do it on Facebook and IG, but I think IG
is
two people, right? It's only two people on IG.
Yeah, with IG, I don't think it keeps it, right? Or am I wrong?
No, IG keeps it.
IG keeps it.
What happened with yours, Melissa?
Only one person can keep it, I think. Whoever's connecting, I think, can keep it. Not the person that's
whoever
on.
Starts it can keep it, right?
Yeah. Correct. Whoever.
Oh,
it.
That's
yeah.
Why you weren't able to keep it when you did it with Swayze Styles.
Nope.
Shout out to Swayze Styles from the other day too. He definitely was popping. But let's figure this live thing out because I want to go live too. And China, make sure you let us know if anybody has any questions from your live as well.
Okay.
I know you said you over there. I got a little hot.
Sure.
I hit the window. Who
sure,
got the project heat on? You know
who
what it
the
is?
Project heat? You know, all black, they got the oven on right now, girl. They got the oven on and it's open.
I got the project heat on. Or I'm not used to being enclosed in my room because, like, I did just, like, put on a shirt and stuff to do this because I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go live, I got to put something more. Like, I can't just be, you know,
regular.
Right.
What are you...
Yeah. You could have just
did it. Yeah, a little bit. No, I did put on a half shirt, but I'm still hot because my heat is on, you know.
Like we're drinking.
Project.
Right.
my heat is on project, and I'm not
even mad.
And let's check out the switchboard on the line, listening in. Wait a minute.
My folks supposed to be calling in right now, too. At K. Dot the Showstopper, he's a rapper.
Shout out to King Dot. He did. K. Dot did say he was going to join in the show.
That's my baby.
So he's definitely like, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Blessed Poet.
What's your name?
Blessed Poet.
And they're like, oh, you got to get him on the show. I'm like, I'm going to definitely put him in the schedule.
I love you, Bless.
I'll definitely come down there.
Yeah, cool. We'll definitely have you come through. Thanks for pressing one and joining in on our show. Stay on hold.
Oh, yeah, no
problem. We'll bring you in to talk about our topics and say hello to everybody. Talk some shizzes.
I love you so much. Thank you for the support, love. Thank you.
I told you, I got you.
Thank you, everybody.
I think I saw.
Yeah, China didn't show everybody support, though.
Thank you.
She be popping. She show up the shows and everything. Show love.
Yes, let them know. Number one promoter, baby. Thank you.
At
the Voltage, Seven Vince Spring Garden, and he definitely ripped the show. He definitely killed it. We tore down the house, and we did one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, if y'all go on my Instagram, ChinaDial_black, y'all see, you know, me and Poet, you know, together.
Wait a minute, tell them how to spell black, because you don't spell black regular.
No, blessed.
Know? Yeah.
It's blessed, B-L-E-S-T.
No. She was saying her page. She was saying it was on her page.
Yeah,
oh,
on my page, it's ChinaDial_black, B-L-A.
Uh-huh. You keep changing your name.
Did y'all
wait? Will you be changing your name, China?
Yeah, no, I don't be changing my name. I changed my name today, actually. So it's gonna use you, Poet. But
I was all confused. Like, who is
name.
This?
Yeah, but I just changed my name today to ChinaDial_black. It was China Blackheart before for years, but I didn't want people to get confused, so I did, you know, everybody like, you China Black or you Black China? No. I'm China Dow because I actually have it tatted on me. I'm China Dow, and
okay.
Like I said, _black. I spell it BLAQUE. So,
that definitely makes it official. And as well as I just opened up my boy Calvin Cameron. I see he know our press one. welcome to Philly Sound Radio.
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
What? You very white. Keith, this is Keith, very white voice heaven.
No, that's I'm saying, you know, it's after 11 o'clock, you know, it's a chill mood.
How do we do this?
You said what? What was that?
I just go on live. Is that what I'm doing? Just go on live and then you can just add me or what?
Yeah, when you go on live, I'm going to request it. I'm going to see it and I'm going to request it. Then you add me. And we're figuring this out. We doing new stuff today. You know what I mean? Here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
New year, new goals.
You know what I'm saying? I got my
new year.
So who knows what I'm gonna say? You know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
I don't need no Brave Juice, but I got it, though. I'm drinking a little Brave Juice tonight. But what I really wanted to really talk about is how a lot of artists, and then even me and you, Melissa, we talk about this a lot. A lot of artists and even people who want to start their business don't think about investing in themselves or having to pay for anything, or they think everything's owed to them.
Yes.
I don't even understand.
Give people a discounted rate, they still want it for free. It's like, wow. Like, it's crazy. Like, even
right.
People ask me about the show and stuff like that. And, like, you know, that's, like, to cover certain charges, like, as in regards to, like, promo, marketing, replaying your song and all that good stuff when I was interviewed. It's like people don't want to pay the fee. You offer them a discount, and a discount, like a super discount, and it's still not enough. Like, what do you?
Right. People want it for free. They want That's what they want. That's,
yeah,
that's
if it's
everything.
Free,
that's so crazy.
And they still want everything. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
And then even when you give them for free, they
how
still
do you
want
deal with
money.
That, Star?
I don't. I just really got to a level of fuck them. You know, and it took me a while to get there because I was at first trying to help everybody out all the time. And it's like you could never help them enough. And the minute that you don't, you become this evil, wicked person anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn if you do it, damn if you don't. So
damn
I
if
check,
you don't situation.
I select who I want to help out. You know, I still help people every day, but I select, you know, who I want to help. And I know that there will be nothing in return because they won't help you back. You know, I do it strictly for the blessings.
Strictly,
that's it.
Yeah, you know what? Like when you do that, because like that's how I am too. Because if I have the, you know, the chance to help somebody out, even if they don't appreciate it, I don't even give a fuck. Because
I'm
gonna keep helping people. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna not do
right.
anything. You know what I mean? More for that person. You know, I'm not gonna be you,
right.
but I'm gonna still be me. Like you're just not gonna get to have fun with me. That's about it. What about
right.
you, Ari? Since we got
right.
a man in here, before we change the topic a little bit, like, have you ever, I know you probably dealt with that situation, Mr. Cannon. Can I call you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can listen to that at 11 o'clock. You can call me whatever you like.
Oh,
daddy. Oh,
my
daddy.
He went
So,
is it just me, or can we all call you whatever we want? Because they're about to call
you
Barry White with that voice.
Hey, listen, you know, whatever you like to call me, I'm his, you know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, I one of the things that I like to do is, you know, when you pick up an artist and you're managing them or promoting them or doing something for them, you really got to sit down and explain to them that, you know, a manager doesn't go in their pocket and spend money on you. A manager manages your situation and what you have. So whatever you bring to the table for the manager to manage, that's what they do. A lot of artists get spoiled and think that, well, you're my manager, so you're going to pay for this and you're going to pay for that. But if you're not investing into yourself as the artist, then you're not ready to be an artist. So, you know,
right.
you come to the management, you come to the table, hey, listen, this is what I have. This is my project. This is my budget. Help me manage this to get to the next level. That's what a manager
mm-hmm.
does. They manage the situation that you have to put you in a better situation, not to sponsor your
right.
your situation, not to sponsor your project. That's investors. So a lot of people get misconstrued what a manager is and what an investor is, and that's why some artists are stuck where they are and they stagnant because they don't understand the
right.
business. You know what I mean? So that's my take on that.
They want everything to play.
Yes, they do, and ain't nobody got time to even worry about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least not of all me. I'm a nice person too, and I just look at people like, did you pay your bills this month? Like, I'm the same thing.
Okay.
Like, what we doing here is the bill. Like
okay.
let's get those bills unfolded out your pocket. Because people don't be
and
broke.
Even
they're
right.
real stingy. Like,
you know,
right.
Meet them halfway, and that's still not enough. It's like, okay.
Right.
Still not enough. Now, I also got a topic sent to me, and I'm going to start this with my girl, Star, because you know, being a she's not really scared to do anything in my book. Like, I see her as aggressive, but what do you think about a woman being aggressive and direct with a man, like asking him on a date? Mm. You know what I mean? Telling them what they want. You know what I mean? And showing, like, and claiming a dude, because you know it's always the dudes that claim the girl first. Like, have you ever even been in that situation? Be like, oh my gosh, this guy is so banging. I gotta make sure I claim him. I gotta take him out. You know what I'm saying? Or do you wait for the guy to claim you?
Yeah, like, my pride is so crazy that I actually wait until I meet some family and all that. You know, okay. I got to get the, you know, I got to know that it's official, like the ref with the whistle, before I start, you know, claiming them and all that. Okay. Because niggas is so weird. They fickle. They a little bit fickle, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm gonna meet all of them.
Yes,
honest.
I'm on live.
Wait a minute, Chef Millie just hit me up. He said he wanna lie, so let me get that situated. Shout out to everybody on the switchboard. This switchboard lit. Let me refresh the screen. Maybe that'll help me out.
We got some questions.
What about you?
Hi,
what about you, China Dow? What do you think about that, you know, claiming a dude?
Well, at first, I really feel like claiming a dude, actions speak louder than words, you know? And sometimes a lot of things don't have to be explained. You know what I mean? I just feel like
you'll claim
it with
actions and not really words.
Right. So
wait.
So I'm saying.
No, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
So basically, what I'm trying to, is like, I'm not. I don't have to really say if that's my dude or not. Like, his actions speak louder than words. So when you see him with me, he's not paying nobody no mind. I got his undivided attention. You know, he's catering to me. He's opening doors. You know, brothers don't do that for all females. So if he's going out his way to, you know, cater to this woman specifically, that says it all. That's his woman. That's bae right there. Because they don't do that for everybody.
Right.
So, I mean, like I said, actions speak louder than words. And it's a vice versa thing. Like, if I'm out and about with a guy, like, if you don't see me too touchy-feely or too, like, then that's just a friend. But if you see me hugged up with him, then it's basically that's my itch right there.
I'm just saying, I'm more so I'ma be somebody's friend so much I forget to even get to that point where I'ma show you that I like you because then
anything
else. Yes. Wait a minute.
But
I wanted to ask that too. Have you ever had sex with anybody who you call bro or who you call sis?
Never.
Let me start with the big chef in Philly. Welcome to Philly. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Chef Millie. You fresh off of working. Nonstop working. Welcome. Can you hear me?
Welcome.
Millie, you got your mic open.
Hello.
We got the project heat flowing. We trying to get the lines.
Learn this project heat.
I'm
not blocking nobody. Wait a minute, he back for it. Wait a minute.
He's been sipping. Somebody's feeling it.
Look, we're not blaming the alcohol. We're blaming Donald Trump and his net neutrality stuff because he got my internet acting funny. Like, what is going on? Like, I'm paying for, like, the fair stuff. This is supposed to be that, that 6G Wi-Fi, whatever. We'll figure it out. But I'm gonna say myself, like, I don't have a problem with it, but sometimes I need a hint. All right, there we go. Millie, we got you open.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Finally.
Welcome.
He over there He's been on the line. He was just a little tipsy. I'm trying to tell you. He's feeling it.
Oh, I was on the line, but y'all couldn't hear me, though.
You know, we got you, though.
Blame it on the goose.
What's up? What y'all doing?
You.
What are y'all doing? Is me and three girls on one line?
It's you and four girls.
And four girls.
Calvin
Cannon
is on the line.
Ace,
then we have, I don't know who else
shot.
Listening. Yeah, we have.
I'm still here.
We got Calvin Cannon on the line. Wait a minute, Star, you was just live and then you stopped. So I'm going to go live. And then
because you didn't come on it. I don't know how to do it.
Go, come on. Come on alive, Neil.
They said they couldn't hear it. They said they couldn't hear it. They said they couldn't hear it. They was like, we can't hear you.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Go.
Welcome, Stephanie. This is China Dow. How you doing?
How you doing, China Dow?
What's good? What's good? What's popping? What's good? I'm around.
What's good, live? Shout out to Sean King in my live. What's good, everybody? Shout out to you, Chef Katie. What are you up to for 2018? Let everybody know what's good. Chef Millie running the city for real. You looking out for Philly. You are home.
So, you know, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. So, I just want to shout out everybody. Shout out New Lane Entertainment. Shout out MF of Love, Bam Say No More, PNB Rock, PNB Team, the whole gang. You feel me? So, we just got so much going on. We got Galaxy West right now. That's popping.
Hello? Wait, go ahead. I was just blowing kisses on my live.
Yeah. No, it's all good. We got Galaxy West. That's popping on 52nd and Market, 5209 Market. There's a bunch of stuff there. They got all these different spring rolls. They got spring rolls for lobster. They got spring rolls with seafood mac in it. They got all kinds of food out there. Then we got nobody can say that to me. Nobody can say I'm making them hungry because I provide food. I make sure people got food at all times.
You tell me.
And y'all can slide in my DM and tell me y'all hungry too. Y'all gotta say that on the air. We got Galaxy Live. That's gonna open up tomorrow.
Don't forget that little skit you did. That joke was funny as hell. Can you beat me with your braid? That was funny as shit.
You out of pocket.
I'm like, hit the nigga with the braid. Your braid looks real long. It was like a real whip. It wasn't like a whip.
No,
it was like, you know, that bearded braid looks tall. And you're only popping.
Thank y'all. Y'all gotta come down, though. Y'all gotta come down and check out Galaxy Live, though. Galaxy Live gonna be like real, like bougie, like real, like, you know, spray on the best perfume you got and all that. Put your fucking girl dress
it's
on.
It's gonna be red.
You feel me?
Yeah, we gonna go to your own time. Star, you on your phone and you on live. I think you gotta separate it. You don't got another phone.
That's why I can't hear you.
That's why I can't hear you. We gonna figure this out. See, we figuring stuff out. This little late night girl talk session.
I wanna talk about listening and telling.
Like, who could keep their goddamn mouth shut? Nobody. Do anybody keep their mouth shut, Neil? Sorry, you think people keep their mouth shut anymore?
Never. I hope not.
What's going on?
I'm talking about do people keep their mouth shut?
I think it's private. Really? Like, if you're kissing someone, I think you should keep that between you and the person you're kissing.
But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it be so good, niggas just gotta talk about it. So in reality,
people do be lying.
That's what I say. It's some people out here, they got reckless mouths.
reckless. Yo, I got the most, like, I got the most craziest fucking stories. I remember this one dude told somebody, yo, me and Alice was going to fuck, but then her dude came in the house. Like, why was we going to fuck and my dude got the keys to the house? Like, that makes no sense. Like, and why would you even tell somebody that story? Like, why is that story? We almost fucked, but her dude came. Like, why would you tell that story? Like, that story is stupid as shit. It's not even a good story.
It's almost fucking, though. It's like either y'all going to fuck or y'all not. Like, there's no such thing as almost fucking. Like, he was weird for even saying y'all was almost fucking.
It's no
weird.
There's no such thing as almost fucking.
That is weird. How y'all almost fucked? Either y'all fucked or y'all didn't. Like, bye, boy.
We weren't going to fuck. If we're in some place where a dude got a key, we're not doing anything. Shout out to Star taking us on a little tour of the house. Where my room is? that house is big as shit over there. y'all gotta go on our live. Star, I'm showing y'all just to be it. But Star got the whole join.
Yeah, I'm about to go on your live right now. I see it at the top.
What live is this?
No, that's on. It's on me and Star page. I'm about to Star. You gotta do something so I can hear you.
Is this Facebook?
I can see
or
you.
Instagram.
I can
Instagram.
See you.
My Instagram.
I can see
Jeff Millie just
I
came in.
I can see that blonde hair, and I can see the other girl with the short hair.
Yeah, that's
ooh.
Star.
Where y'all at?
Sure.
I'm lost. This is China Dollar speaking. I'm lost.
China, you got to come on my page.
This is like a party line from back in the day.
Yeah, this joint definitely the party line. What you know about the party line, Chef Millie? Did you call in the party line back in the day?
Yeah, my name used to be the Bull Celebrity Wagon.
Okay, I see a line now.
Did you ever meet anybody on the party line, Millie?
Yeah. I was a gallery boy. I was a gallery boy, party line, dances ass nigga.
Oh, the gallery. Oh my God. I was too young for that. I just went to the gallery and
I can't see anything.
I can't see you, Millie.
Oh,
it's black.
Oh, my God. I was too young for this.
Okay, so, honest. I can't see anything, whoever's going live on a second.
You got to come on my page. We're going to figure this out.
Page.
We're going to figure this out. I'm about to check out the switchboard again. We're gonna get it together. Shout out to Melissa too, chilling with us. Do we still got Mr. Cannon on the line?
So who is that on the line?
Why can't I go on your line though? Oh, there you go, China. Oh, all right, I got you. There we go.
Yeah, because I was just
did it work?
On live too. I was definitely just on live. Let me see. Where you?
Oh, there it is. Wait a minute. I had to. You got to go back. You just left it. All right. Well, sorry for the delay. Now, Star, I'm excited because you said I get to be in your movie.
Okay.
Star. Star, where'd Star go? I lost Star. I lost Millie. Where is Melissa?
I'm still here.
Oh, Melissa's still there. All right, cool. Why can't I have nobody else on my What's good, boy? Which boy? Oh, there you go. Star, all right, we're gonna get Star on the line. Take on my live. All right, there we go. Damn. Yes, I can hear you. That's way better. There we go. That's I got Star, Neil.
I'm Melissa. Do we have Calvin?
No. We'll figure that out.
Wait a minute. I just messed up my whole line by coming out of it. It is. Okay.
Well, now we got you on live. We got Star on live. We got Melissa on. And I still got my baby,
China Dow, on the line.
What I really wanted to talk about too, though, and not a lot of people do this, but threesomes. Like, no, I listen. Too many people think that it's so important. No, I'm not. I don't like threesomes. I just want to know, like, what is people, like, what's so exciting about having a threesome? You don't get it?
I feel like my thing is I do enough to the deal.
That's how I feel. I'm like, hold up. You try to tell me you want, and it's been a lot. I'm going to be real cocky about this. I ain't had a bunch of niggas asking me for threesomes and stuff like that, whatever. But when a man is asking for a threesome, I'm, like, completely turned off. I don't even want to see you no more.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, you don't even like me. What's up, cuz? The fact that two girls, like, you got an echo. She sounds great. Yeah, two ladies at once. First of all, I don't understand why people think that you gotta have, like, extra pussy. You gotta have all this stuff. And then if, like, a girl wanted two guys, the guy's going to trip out. Or the guy's going to think that she's a hoe. Exactly. Like, look, I don't know about two guys doing to one girl. Like, I think that is, like, gay. What you mean, oh, Lord, B.I.? B.I. talk about some, oh, Lord. What do you think about this, Melissa? Like, Melissa, would you have a threesome?
It all depends.
Melissa said it depends. What depends? What does it depend on, Melissa?
I said it depends. Maybe, maybe not. I'm still undecided. Like, I don't know.
Yes, it's gay. Well, what would it depend on? Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I haven't had a threesome. No. But, it all depends. Maybe if I'm, like, in Vegas or something like that, spontaneous, maybe I consider it, but I'm not certain. I have not settled on it yet. So, but if I'm with my dude exclusively or something like that, then no, I want him to be all about me because that's, like, messy.
Right. I want it to be all about me. So it can't be all about me if then all of a sudden you're sticking your dick in somebody else that's sitting next to me. I'm going to be, like, freaking out. Because if we're fucking, that's my dick. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to freak out. I'm going to, like, hope the fuck up.
Yeah, because you know, that's your man, so you're not going to want him to deal with nobody else but you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I got a big answer. It's enough ass. We definitely having fun. All right, I'm gonna ask you that topic question too, my China doll. Would you ever have a threesome? Are you into threesomes?
Well, I had a threesome in the past.
You have one
now? Yeah, in my past, yeah, I had a threesome. And it was with my top father. And it was what? How was it?
It was good. It was really good, but it was a little weird because, like, it wasn't even a threesome. It was a foursome.
What? Oh, foursome? Shit.
Yes, it was a foursome. It was two guys and two girls. So it was me and my girlfriend and him and his folks. And it was just like, we were just, like, going back and forth or whatever. But it was just, like, I had to, like, stop doing certain things because the other guy was, like, so much into it. Like, he was into it too much. Like, I just kept trying to toss at my girlfriend. It was just, like, not, like, going down this plan. You know what I mean? And it was just like, it was awkward, but nevertheless, like, when you have a threesome, it's more so fun because it's like two females and one guy. So y'all basically just performing for him. So it's just like you putting a show on for him.
Yeah, you're so crazy. You know what's so crazy? It just that just brought me back, and I just remember why I don't even need nobody else around that I don't know what they sex game like is first. I don't know what they body odor is like second, because listen, let me tell you this: I never forget, and it has been
gotta,
all.
You gotta listen. You can't listen. You shouldn't affiliate with nobody who you assume got a body odor, and that's fact. That's period.
Well,
you could be my friend. And you could be a
I'm, let me say this. Let me say this. And I'm glad that it happened, like, back in the day when I was a young bus. Look, this is some shit, some back-in-the-day shit, and then it just turned me all the way off. You know, me and my baby, maybe because we was young. You know, they didn't wash up. But me and my baby father, we fucking, you know what I mean? Well, he wasn't my baby father at the time. You know, we fucking, and his friend and my girlfriend fucking, right? So, but they was upstairs, and then we was like, you know, we gonna go upstairs too, cause it's like a bed and a couch upstairs. We was downstairs. We went upstairs, you know what I'm saying? And the smell in the room was like, the fuck is they doing?
I had an experience like that though. I definitely had an experience like that, and I didn't put no names out there.
This was even
but
before.
I definitely did.
This was even before kind of be a player when they had, but this, you know what I mean?
I just think that's so scary. I wanted to chime in on about that. Let me speak on that.
I just feel like
a lot of people, like, you don't even have to be doing a lot of people. You don't even have to be like having a threesome for people that have bad odors. Like, I'm around people all day. Like, let's talk about that. Like, I just know a lot of people just period that I came into clubs or came into lounges or events. And people body odors is just not what it's supposed to be, period, nowadays. So, I didn't have to worry about that because this is my girlfriend since we was basically in the sixth grade. And we basically been seeing and being around each other since we were so young. So I definitely wouldn't put myself in that predicament as well. I already know who she was, where she came from, what she get into, because I was around her for so long. So
but
as far as that, I was concerned about hygiene. Honestly, I don't really deal with that's dirty. That's dirty shit. I don't bang with dirty people.
I was giving them an excuse because we was young, but I don't even
want to
be around. I don't need
that
because
that's dirty. That's for dirty people, though.
Like, who's
dealing
with people
like that?
I can't hear her.
That's on
your mom. I know y'all can't hear her because she on the live. We about to get off this live and get back on.
Yes,
so we can all be on the call together. They miss you on the call, Star. We got to say bye to live. Because I got two phones. You can, all right, we'll do Facebook Live, and I'm going to just go on your Facebook. We got to be friends.
Right, because I do got two phones as well. And
we got
on two phones.
Not. All right. Well, all right, well, we're about to get on one phone. Bye, Instagram Live. Now I'm on a joint with my girl.
Who is that in the background, like, making it weird?
That was Star. Star's calling. Star, it was Star. She's calling back in, though. Star's calling back
in. No, I hear someone in the background, like, laughing. Is that Melissa?
Yeah, that's
me.
Melissa.
Is that you giggling like that, like chuckling or whatever?
Oh, here and there. Not nothing major, though.
Oh, because I keep hearing you laugh. I don't know. What's funny? I want to laugh, too.
Oh, yeah, I have a question for you, though.
Huh?
Go ahead. What's your question?
I did have a question for you.
Yeah,
you said
that?
In
what's
regards
good?
To your girlfriend, you said you had a threesome with your girlfriend. Did that make it awkward because y'all was girlfriends, or?
You said, did it make it what?
No, it wasn't awkward at all. It wasn't awkward at all because I'd rather do it with somebody that I trust than rather than do it with a bitch I don't know and I have to take her down, Nino Brown. So no, it wasn't awkward at all. It wasn't
Let me speak, please.
I wasn't awkward at all. I actually was comfortable doing it with somebody that I trust because females out here is grimy. They shady and they catty. And I don't really deal with too many females. So on that note, no, it wasn't awkward. I loved it. I loved the fact that I did it with someone that I could trust that I know that's not going to call my baby father after everything is said and done. This is somebody that I know won't try to come at my child's father after everything. Because when a lot of females have threesomes with these females, 9 times out of 10, the females are secretly already wanting to fuck your baby dad or whoever you got, opposed to bring us to the threesome. So you got to do it with somebody that you trust and do it to somebody that's not going to slide your dude's way when you're not around. So
I thought it would be more awkward since y'all are friends. So it's like that dynamic. But you're saying you're more comfortable with her, which I get it.
I've
definitely heard of people, you know what I mean, having successful drawings or whatever. Sylvester Wale? Damn.
But China ain't going on threesomes anymore. That was when China was real young. I still look young, but that was when I was young.
But you know,
I still look young, but
people get stuff out the way when they're young. Because, like, even for
Yeah,
you got to, not even that you have to, but I think it's a benefit. But then again, it's a curse, too, because now I'm saying, oh, yeah, no, I'm not interested in it because I've had, like, a horrible situation. But we were, like, real young teenagers, not to say that adults. You know what I mean? But still, at the end of the day, I just really think that sex is to be between one person.
So, I'm going to cut you off fire, but you telling me, I see a picture here. You're telling me you never.
People off. We look like a bunch of us talking.
I just want to know something. You never had a threesome or never been curious or never even had a girl touch you? Because you look kind of bi curious to me.
I've had, when I was young also, I was curious because my friend, and I've actually shared this story or whatever before, my best friend, she always do stuff. Like, she's the reason why I even have 2 tattoos in the first place. Like, so she's always on the first doing stuff. But she like, I had a girl eat my pussy. It was all right. It was regular but she was like, it was good because she knew what she was doing. It's in the third. And I'm like, what? But my best friend, she's so nonchalant. It wasn't like she was saying, oh, it was banging, this happened, that happened. She like, oh, yeah, she did it. It was good, like, on some regular shit. So I'm still not really, like, interested in it because she's not even making it seem like it's banging. She like it's chicken wings, whatever. You know what I mean?
I think her
so
girlfriend had
look at a friend
it
of mine.
A big deal. She's not looking at it as her girlfriend. You just look at it
she did that. Right. So she did that, and then a friend of mine, he's like, I got these girls on the video. Like they 69 and everything. I'm like, for real? Let me see it. So then I see the video, and I'm just like.
Different.
I don't hear no sounds. You don't hear no. You know how I sound when a pussy's fucking happy. It's going to sound wet. You're going to hear them, the eyes and all that other stuff. And it just didn't turn me on. And I think that you have to be turned on in order to have sex. It can't just be like, oh, I'm curious. I want to see how this feels. No, I want to, you know, already be excited. If I'm not wet, it's not going down. So no woman has ever turned me on where I'm just like, oh. I want to do it to that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I need that girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or even like, oh, let's share her or whatever. I think it's everybody's turned on in their own way.
I think everybody has
most
girls
are
curious.
I think a lot of women are curious.
I'm just saying. Every woman has a little gay in them.
I agree. I think so too. Because we're just. I definitely.
I probably. I probably got like a microscopic
like
because
like
I'd be like, oh shit,
right.
That ass is nice, but I'm not going to touch it. You know what I mean? And it's like, put
right.
My
right.
Like, I'll be like, that ass nice.
Right.
Like, when I see Star, I'll be like, damn, Star, you looking great. But I don't want to stick my finger
right.
In her a scissor.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, baby. You're welcome. You're welcome, baby. But if I was a dyke, I think I would go for a Star. I probably would want a girl that got like a nice ass body. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if I was.
Body is nice.
I would,
thank
yeah,
you.
I would go.
You
for,
too,
I would
baby.
Go for the big booty. Yeah, I would go.
I know
that's
right. So, if,
thank
you. So everyone has a preference. That sounds like a preference. So. That could be a topic. So who would, like me personally, that could be a topic. So what kind of like preference if I was, so if you was, you saying that you never dealt with a girl, Melissa. So if you was to deal with a girl, what kind of girl would it be? Because Anna just said it would be Star. So what kind of girl would you
oh my
be? Because me personally,
yeah, what
I
kind
have
of girl would you like,
well.
Melissa?
I like girls that are sexual, like basically more sexy, not just a cute girl. I mean, like a sexy girl. I like girls that's more voluptuous. Like breasts is definitely a must for me. Like I like girls that top heavy. You know what I mean? Have a little butt, not nothing like crazy. So that's definitely gotta be something there. You gotta have
like titties,
girl.
Right?
Yeah,
that kind of
titties. Like that's like my like, you know, like.
I definitely do need to say one thing for sure, Super Saiyan. I do have a preference. Like, it takes a lot for China
what's
to
your preference,
about
China?
Female. Yeah, like, I don't just like any kind of females. Like, it's definitely has to be, like, something that's exotic looking. Cambodian,
mm-hmm.
Boricua, Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
I like exotic girls.
Oh,
so
you like an exotic girl?
Yes, so that's why when you a lot of like I'm not trying to throw no shade or nothing, but a lot of like it's funky girls everywhere. A lot of you know for me, just a lot of African American girls that I grew up with was not always clean like that. So I'm not trying to throw shade, but I'm just saying the Boricuas that I was around and Cambodian and Dominican girls that I was around always was more cleaner. So I was like, I'm going to go on that side. So when you were talking about the hygiene part, I was going to go on that side because they
all,
like to keep their hair pretty. They like to wash their hair. You know, the weed blue and just stink. I don't
like it. It all starts from when we're growing up. It's so crazy. Like, I'm noticing what a lot of people are saying.
Weed
and
blue
I,
stinks to me. I can't stand when girls put weed blue in their hair. It stinks to me. I need something natural.
Yo, weed blue definitely stinks.
People
are not
I need to
run
my fingers
through my baby here. Yeah, we thing. But you know what's crazy? And then even this is just a side topic for every girl. Any girl that's using weave glue, take your time and take it out. Like, don't just rip your hair out. Please. Keep
people
your,
don't even use that.
You know what
people
I mean?
Get just, now. Like,
yes!
But I'm just saying, it is girls that still use glue, and then they just rip that shit off and wonder why they don't have edges.
Sewing, baby. Sewing, baby.
Women, shout out to Calvin. We still got him on the line. And everybody else who's listening in on our fun girl talk, yes, it is like a party line. But we all love each other. We all getting
yeah,
along
going there.
And just showing off.
Yeah, y'all
off.
Definitely
yes.
Going
y'all definitely going
this is rapid fire.
Yeah,
I want to call this the Machine Gun Girl Show. Like, this is crazy. Like,
I'm learning, though. I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning.
We got the Machine Gun Girl Show, you know what I'm saying, hosted by I'm Inspire, Star, my girl China, my baby Melissa.
Okay,
real dope. Mr. Cannon,
yeah.
since we got you back on, Barry.
Do
you have a preference when it comes to females? Do you like when females talk to you real nice and sweet like this or what?
No, not really. So really, when it comes to my preference, definitely have to be, you know, beautiful inside and out. You know what I'm saying? Start with the inside. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And coming out, because if I can't hold an intellectual conversation with you, I don't care what your face and your body look like. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just a one night thing to me. And, you know what I mean? I'm looking for something, you know, future. So you got to be right. You got to be able to hold a conversation. You got to be able to build. You know what I mean? Sex is everywhere. You know what I mean? So I'm not just looking for the sex. I'm looking for something to build. And if I can't build with you, then you're not beautiful to me. You know what I mean? So that's my preference. Got to be able to build. Got to be a builder.
Yeah, he looks like he's thirsty.
I know that's
he's
right.
Fishing.
I like that.
He throwing stuff out there. Hint.
But no, that's real shit though. Cause like I think that's even. Listen, cause I'm gonna go back to when I was young too. Cause after even my baby father got locked up or whatever, and then trying to meet guys and like guys and stuff like that, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you really want to get with somebody that you know each other, because it just makes you more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And most people,
yeah, you can have a conversation with.
Yeah, like, cause it just makes it so much more better. Because I remember the last time.
Chemistry, yes.
How do you build chemistry? Because I noticed that you stated a lot, Melissa. You know what I'm saying? You talk about chemistry. Like, what's chemistry for you? Like, how do you even find chemistry when it comes to messing with a guy?
I think chemistry is more so, like, basically what he was saying, like, in a sense. Like, being able to connect. Like, a lot of people ask me, like, all the time, Melissa, why don't you date Puerto Rican? It's not that I don't date my nationality. It's just that I can't connect with them. Mentally, they're not stimulating me. So if I don't connect with you on that level, then it's kind of hard for me to connect with you on another level. So when I say chemistry, I'm saying, like, I need to be able to not just have a conversation with you. I need to be able to have fun with you. I need to be able to be playful with you. I need to be able to be comfortable around you. So that way you can get more of me and I can get more of you, and we can start building. So when I say chemistry, I'm at, like, connection, like energy. Sometimes you can sense people's energy, and sometimes there's energy above all. And not everybody's
right.
Energy is good for you. So that's when I say chemistry, I'm at, like, the stuff that you don't see. The stuff that's hidden.
Because
you can always do if a guy's going to buy you things that's cute, but that's not everything if y'all don't have no chemistry. You know, when y'all connect,
right.
It's like, it's more passionate stuff. But, yeah. So
now,
everything. Even
now,
with
also,
like me and you,
the last.
Chemistry.
Yes, we do. We definitely
just
do.
Like
I'll do anything
like
for you. We could turn up. I'll beat a bitch up for you. You better know that. I'll have some fun with you. And I definitely come out with a mess out the alleyway. What you say? Melissa's so sweet, though. She won't handle enemies. Won't handle enemies. Just haters. Just haters. Just haters. Now, the last time I wanted to get on is a little more adult. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, like, step-parents. You know, have you ever had any step-parents? Step-parents. You know what I mean? Having a step parent. Have you had any step parents growing up, or were you ever, you know, the step parent? Is your child ever around? You know, somebody, another step parent, or a girlfriend, or a boyfriend, or whatever. And I do want to start that off with you, Star. Star, we still got Star. Her mic is open. Well, let me start off the conversation, because I was a bad ass stepdaughter. Like, I was the worst stepdaughter in the world, right? Like, my mom had the worst, corniest fiance ever. And I'm like, we were like older kids, like 12, you know what I mean? 11, well, at least that's how old I was. Star, you on the line? I don't know why I can't hear you. Maybe she flipped over. But he was just really horrible. And I'm like, don't worry about us. Like, we got our own shit going. He already a year in with my mom. If that, and then you're already in the kid's business. Like, he was so bad. I'm gonna tell you, I met him I didn't even know who the fuck he was. I walk in a room, my sister's on the top bunk, and this dude is, well, he was playing with them, but I didn't know what he was doing. But as soon as I saw him, I hit him in his face, him right in his face, and I was about to pick up this vase and hit him. And my sister's like, no, Aaliyah, no, 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 don't do it. It's mommy's boyfriend. It's mommy's boyfriend. I'm like, oh, and I start cracking my lips. I'm like, this dude too familiar. How you already playing with my sister? And I don't even know who you are. I'm walking up in the house. So, like, I think it's like too, you can't be like the step-parent too fast, especially if you're not taking the parent's lead and, you know, dealing with the child. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do whatever the rules are. And he just kept never listening to my mom. Like, our mom would tell us one thing about how to treat the boy, and he would just do something else. And we just look at my mom like, are we supposed to trip out? Because it could definitely go down. So the pranks was official. And you know what I mean? It was all worth it. It was fun. It was official. Like, we had some official pranks. We'll talk about that another day. Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, my mom, it was six of us. And he was just like, it was too much. And I've always just said, like, if you are going to ever have anybody else in your child's life, it has to be, you know what I mean, a situation where the child is comfortable. Because your child, you know what I mean, is the most important thing in that situation. Like, the child's feeling is the most important. Fuck everything else. Like, keep, what was y'all doing before we met y'all? Keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. And I still remember that to this day. And my mom always said to us, she was like, y'all never liked him. And we like, no, we weren't supposed to. Like, we were like, you know what I mean? It was supposed to be about you and him, not all of us. Like, come on, like, get it together. Like, you can't just give your kids two different stories when it comes to that. So be on one page, and in my opinion, like, nobody else would be, nobody's feelings would get hurt. Have you ever had to deal with somebody else's kids, Mr. Calvin, Mr. Cannon?
Yeah, absolutely. I played stepdad for a little bit. Then I also was raised by, you know, my mom's second husband. So, I mean, you know, I'm very familiar with it. And playing stepdad, you know, I tried my best. But sometimes, you know, if the woman doesn't cut the ties of the previous relationship of the man, it makes it tough for the new man that's trying to come in and do the right thing. So, you know, I was always that strong man and being a good father and role model. But if you still stuck on your past, and then your child is stuck on that, so sometimes it kind of causes a lot of confusion. So something for the moms is that when you do allow that stepdad to come in, or you allow that male figure to come in, you know, and being part of that family, you got to let go of the other side if the other side is not playing their part, because you don't have to be with a man for him to be a father. You know what I'm saying? So if he's playing his part, let him play his part. But if he's not, then you got to kind of let that go. You can't keep, you know what I mean, dipping and dabbing back and forth when, you know, it's not there.
That's like I said, two stories. You can't, a child's not going to be able to function right on two stories. Nobody else. Nobody's going to be able to function with two stories. Like, it's got to be one page, especially when it comes to kids. You know what I mean? People got to be strong enough to say, once you get the story straight, I'll be back. You know what I mean? Like, let's not over hate each other or whatever. How about you? You're so young, though, China. You're so young. Have you ever been somebody's stepmommy?
No. I did date someone older before, and they had like a daughter that was not too far from me, my age. And it was kind of weird, honestly.
It is kind of weird when you date people that's like super old and has kids your age. I really don't like that because it just makes me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just more than a whole new topic. Wait a minute.
No,
I like this topic.
They daughters is a little like we can be, you could be my dad. Like, I look at it like, I don't know.
No, but the kids actually, for girls, that's basically, especially when they have girls, mm-hmm. When you're dating someone older and they have daughters, it's the worst. The boys really don't care. They like they dad messing with somebody that looks good. They don't care.
But the girls were so they like, is she going to take my daddy? Like, I'm daddy's girl. And, you know, who is this chick? Who is this? And, you know,
extra.
It's just like, it's just so extra. Yeah, it's just really like, oh, my goodness. Like, I can't be this girl. I can't be this girl's mom. I can't even be her friend right now because she's looking at me like the enemy.
Were
like,
you, were you in a serious relationship or was he like a sugar daddy or something?
He wasn't actually a sugar daddy, but he was just like I was around him more than a couple years, so it wasn't a sugar daddy thing. It was more so me just like being around him more so because the younger brothers don't know how to act. The younger brother didn't know how to act at the time, so I was like, you know, he was more mature. He had his stuff together. He had he was owning businesses. He bought me
a sugar daddy.
He was something like, he wasn't like a sugar daddy. No, a sugar daddy, you don't meet sugar daddy's parents. You don't meet sugar daddy's parents.
But why would you call him your boyfriend then? Why would you say that y'all were
in a relationship? Yeah, I say it was a situationship. They knew about me. I knew about them. The family knew about me. But I definitely wasn't trying to get too close where as though he was going to drop down and, you know, start proposing because I didn't want that. I was still young, you know. But I just like that. I just like to be – my whole thing is I like to be content. I like to be private. So I don't really deal with a lot of younger-minded people, period. Even if your age is not, you know – you're younger, your mind and everything that you do has to be mature, if you know where I'm coming from. So mature, I like to be around because I can't deal with young minded people, period. They're ignorant.
I dated a guy that was older because I didn't, that was like the only thing I ever was like really curious about, but you know, it didn't go as fun as I thought it would get, but it was one of my close friends' dad or whatever. I don't even know how his dad got my number. It was one of my homies. One of my homies, a DJ I work with or whatever. I don't even know how I ended up getting his dad's number or his dad called me or whatever. But we were just real good friends. But I really thought. Like, I really thought that he was just going to be, like, he was going to make, like, the first move. But he was just, like, super, super nice. We would just go to the casino and just spend a whole bunch of money, eat food, and then he would just take me home. But it never really, like, got there to where it was, like, we never even, like, kissed. I don't even think I hugged him. But it wasn't nothing like that. But I was curious. But I wasn't going to make the first move. I felt like I had to respect my friend's dad, but if his dad did anything to me, it was just going to be whatever. But I told my friend, too. He was like, did you and my dad ever? I was like, no, but that's my homie. Like, your dad's just my nigga, though. That's my fucking homie. But I thought I was with a respectful older dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get a chance to I satisfied my curiosity, and I'm no longer curious, so I'm not I don't even want to do it. Like, for what? And then older guys, I have never even been in a situation where I've had, like, an older guy, like, say, hey, young girl, or come over here, or something like that, whatever. However it happens. But I think my friend probably called me from his dad's number. That had to be it. I don't even know. I don't even remember meeting him, but I just remember we would just always talk on the phone, and I figured out who he was, and I was just like, yo, I was talking to your dad last night, but we were just dating. I dated my friend's dad. That's not
okay.
Even that situation.
Did your friend feel some type of way?
No, like, we was homies, like, somebody I got money with, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, people that know me, they know I'm not no crazy person, like, shit, introduce me to whoever, like, whoever I'm messing with, it's all kosher. You know what I'm saying? Copacetic. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to get together. Like, shit. You'll like to introduce me to everybody. Introduce me to your rabbi, your church guy. You know what I mean? Introduce me to the bouncer at the club. Introduce me to your neighborhood stripper. You know what I mean? Introduce me to the kids. Like, it's whatever.
I get the green light. I get the green light because it's all go. Everything's a go with me. And I want to appreciate you guys so much for joining me tonight because I wanted to just have some fun and do something live today on a snow day. You know what I mean? I'm definitely going to make sure that this is uploaded and sent to the motherfucking main shit in charge, Black Aware Radio, the family, the squad. I appreciate all you guys. You know you're all welcome. Shout out to you, China. I ain't even seen you since last year, so we got to fix that, okay?
It's only been a couple weeks or so. You're so cute. I just beat you, baby. We just turned up.
It was a week ago, but that's still last year, man.
I'll be back, baby. I'll be back. I promise. Cause it's always love when I'm around you and when we're together. The vibe is crazy. So I have no problem.
That's what I'm saying. Melissa, I only seen you once this year. What the fuck?
The year just started. I want to meet China in person.
Are going to love her. You missed her when we had the comedians on, and I forget who the other guest was. She came in on a Thursday, and then she came in last Thursday.
Next time, yes, come on Tuesday, or we need to like do something.
You invited Tuesday, China. I got the information there. We are connected. I gave her a little glass. That's my boo. And definitely thanks to my star. We lost Star on the line, but definitely all love to my baby Star. Big ups to her. And big ups and thank you, Calvin, Mr. Cannon.
Yeah, for sure.
Where can I find Mr. Cannon? I need to see how Mr. Cannon looking.
I am Calvin Cannon, or you can find me at Executive Life on Instagram. I am Calvin Candace on Instagram as well, so you know, check me out. I'm doing some things.
Matter of fact, everybody go back and everybody shout out to Instagram. Let's just do that so we all just connect like that. Even though I'm gonna still repost everybody and say thank you and shout out to Chef Miller for that invite to Galaxy Live. You know what I'm saying? That is gonna be so official on Border Street. I am so proud of all of them. New Lane, Mr. Goin. You know what I mean? Kylie, you know what I'm saying? Bam, Say No More. Bam is actually going to be at the station this Tuesday. We're going to have fun with Bam, Sean Vegas. We're going to go in. It's going to really, really, really be dope. I want to thank you guys again.
But what's the topic we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about my girl, Cardi B. And that's my girl. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I love her to death. You know what I'm saying?
This is not the only time we're going to do this. We're going to have some more late night fun.
I love Cardi.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love you too. Wait, we got another caller that just called in and pressed 1-267-206. Welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Felicia. I'm calling from Philly.
Hey, Felicia, how you doing?
Hey, Alicia. Hey, how you doing?
Did you have any shout outs? We're actually getting ready to close the show down. I'm so glad that you called in though.
Thanks, Alicia. Yes. Hey, me Canada.
Hi. Hey, that's my girl. How are you?
Oh, there you go.
Definitely, you can shout me out for sure.
Thank you. That's what's up. Thank you,
thank you
for joining in and shouting out China Dow, little boss bae. It was love at first sight for me in China. Like, it was just love at first sight. Y'all see that picture we took? It was so cute.
You
that was when we first met. I know.
That's bae right here. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. I got a ring on it. That's my bae.
I can't wait to I can't wait to see you guys again. And I want to, again, thank you all for joining on the call. I can't wait till this Tuesday. We got some fresh music from my boy Sean King Empire, Sean Vegas. We're giving some shit. And we're going to show love to the B Block and my boy, Mr. 12 AM. Big ups to everybody that joined on the call. I'm going to pull off the show, play some music, because I got a couple requests as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I said I was going to show love to my girl, Butterfly Nay. She definitely dope. So we're going to show love to this joint. Keep drinking. Drink. Cheers to everybody. And Melissa, I see you Tuesday, right?
Yeah, see you Tuesday.
Good night, everybody.
Just like a dragon blowing smoke up out of my nose, that hookah passing. Never letting them see me sweat, it's more about action. Boom, walk up, fight of this bitch like Michael Jackson. Eyes all on me, they looking like I'm a passive. Caution when you tryna approach, just ask the ratchet. All these dusty bitches is on me, we call them trash cannon. No, not the drink that'll leave you up on your ass, man. Henny in my cup, I was fucking with F and vodka. I had dark wind clear, but I'm still taking these shots, bro. I think I need a lift for a new, but which one you got? I was loading up my app when I view, got even better. I keep drinking open bar, more shots. Me, gon' take her home. She gon' do it for the team, cause the team drinking Patron. We bought a couple bottles and hookah, but now it's gone. I ain't really look down at my tab because I'm on. My squad tryna tell me I'm crazy, but I'm just twisted. Drop my phone about a couple of times, I know you missed it. Money so long, I can buy out the whole city. I'd rather have another Ciroc, put that on Diddy. The waitress getting mad cause I asked her for change for 50, but little does she know it's a 20 and yeah, I'm tipsy. I keep drinking open bar, more shots, shots, shots. Where the fellas, so they hanging with the thot, thot, thot. I slip a tip to the bartender cause she's hot, hot, hot. Can I get a refill or not? I keep drinking open bar, more shots, shots, shots. Where the fellas, so they hanging with the thot, thot. I slip a tip to the bartender cause she's hot, hot.
And they roll me a script. Run to the farm and I'm busting a script. Straight to the block and I'm serving a script. Got a new whip, got it on script. Script, 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 script. I hit the dock and they roll me a script. Run to the farm and I'm busting a script. Straight to the block and I'm serving a script. Got a new whip, got it on script. Script, script, script.
My back.
I leave that bitch with some 30s and Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot like my touch. Weed. I need from up, don't forget this go deep. I hit the farm, then they feeling the spread. With a smile, go teach like I'm already rich. But the pharmacy takes she all on my woo. But it's poker face out when I'm busting them legs.
that's why we're on the strip. I promise you this, I promise you this, I'm fly as a kid. I ride around West Track in the farm. My chick goes at work and she gone. You mad about me, about that, huh? I fucked already, she gone. I'm trying to cop a Ferrari. Make sorry niggas move sorry. Ooh, I did a grip. I made it all up a strip. I'm trying to cop up a range. It's just part of that bitch. How about a yell out the sky? At least do I lay you, my nigga.
I hit the dock and they roll me a script. Went to the farm and I'm busting the script. Straight to the block and I'm serving a script. Got a new whip, got it on scripts. Script, 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 script. I hit the dock and they roll me a script. Went to the farm and I'm busting the script. Straight to the block and I'm serving a script. Got a new whip, got it on scripts. Script, 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 script. Hit the dock and I go to the block. Got me a script and it move like some rocks. I feel like Pac, I just might pop. But 10 in the fence, my first one to drop. Fist full of pills, all I see is a knot. If I do this, then I'm killing the clock. Breaking the seal on the floor cause I'm coughing a lot. Wanna know if it's purple or not? I'm on them blues, double G's, pop two. If I pop a couple more, then I might pop two. Niggas serving football, top one, hut two. If you ain't come to cop, nigga, don't come through. High with the whole crew, high when I hold through. Perked up like an old dude just to get loose. Sell a couple more, then I'm 10 off the roof. But I need another score cause the pain's in my tooth. Just a mob like a hoop. When we mob like true, my nigga sipping grape and I sip the goose, nothing new. Nigga want oxy, broke a toss like a bocce. Your pills ain't got a stand, man, that shit is looking oxy. If I lived in Cali, I had scripts to the broccoli. The money got my name on it, nigga, don't knock on. Niggas with the pills, it's the life of the party. It's all about the script, so you know I'm not sorry. I hit the dock and they roll me a script. Went to the farm and I'm busting the script. Straight to the block and I'm serving a script. Got a new whip, got it on scripts. Scripts, 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 scripts.
Man, take a pass.
Hey, but to my peace, so I keep me gun, keep me strapped, and I'm on the beat, so you know where to find me. I look for you, know where to find me. That's G shit. Niggas all on that remix. Niggas riding in my wave. Hope you niggas get seasick. I'm fly, baby. G5, you ride, baby. G6, and we don't see no until we get seasick.
Bitch, I'm poppin'. Facts.